Ladies and gentlemen, you're about to hear the story of a United States Senator. You are going behind the scenes of political Washington, into the Senate chambers, the cloakrooms, the private offices, the meetings, secret and public. The locale, the background, are factual. Only the names and the stories are fictional. This is Freedom, USA. Starring Tyrone Power as a Senator of the United States. And featuring the voice of America's distinguished news commentator and Washington authority, Edwin C. Hill. Freedom, USA. The story of your government today. In a moment, listen to Tyrone Power as Senator Dean Edwards in Freedom, USA. Now, we present Freedom, USA, starring Tyrone Power as Senator Dean Edwards and featuring the voice of Edwin C. Hill.
This is Edwin C. Hill, ladies and gentlemen, from our nation's capital. The phrase public servant has been applied to our senators and congressmen so often and so continuously that for many of us, it has almost lost all meaning. Actually, however, there is no more precise and exact phrase. And not only are our lawmakers public servants on the national level, but like doctors, they're on call constantly from back home voters, the constituents from city, town, and farm. Most calls are of the simple variety, involving senatorial advice, influence, or any of a thousand simple things. But you never can tell when the simplest doesn't, in fact, develop into the most complex.
Oh, I'm so sorry, Miss Clements. You've missed Senator Edwards again. Can't he reach you somewhere? I'm expecting him. Oh, I see. Well, perhaps we'll have better luck next time. Goodbye, Miss Clements. Oh, Senator, you've just missed her again.
Missed who?
Miss Clements from Cedar Valley in your home state. That sweet old lady's been trying to reach you.
Oh,
just
that's
this moment.
Too bad.
Oh, I just hung up.
Long distance again?
No. This time she called from the city.
Hmm. She must have made the trip here. Probably very important to her. Well, you must be starved.
Only three quarters. What are all those books?
Study.
What about you? Have you had your lunch?
Not yet. On your way back, bring me a sandwich.
Certainly.
I'll look after things. Take your time.
Miss Clements, a small voice from back home. There are 10,000 small voices, 100,000 letters and postcards, each with a question to be answered, a complaint to be considered, a favor to be granted, or an inequity to be investigated. And if the senator can't handle the matter himself, he must find the proper expert to do it for him and follow through until the constituent is satisfied. All of this while the press of capital business goes on, and Senator Dean Edwards continues his study of the affairs of the nation, and the small voice grows.
Come in. Yes?
Senator Edwards?
Yes. I'm rather busy, just...
Oh, I'm sorry. Perhaps another time.
Mm-hmm. Oh, wait a minute.
Yes?
Come in, Miss Clements?
Yes.
Oh, sit down, please.
Oh, thank you. Your secretary said she expected you, and I took the liberty of coming in. But how did you know who I am?
Ginger said a sweet old lady. You certainly fit...
Oh, she's such a sweet girl. Senator Edwards, I'd like to ask your advice about something.
Well, ask away.
You see, about a year ago, all my friends and a lot of other folks in Cedar Valley bought some bonds, and the bonds are supposed to pay 6%, but they aren't paying anything, and I'm afraid they're going to turn out to be worthless.
Hmm. Well, have you made inquiries? The SEC?
SEC?
Securities Exchange Commission. They usually know all about bond issues.
Well, I'm not familiar with these things.
I see.
I don't like to trouble you with my problem, Senator Edwards, but so many folks in Cedar Valley are... Well, in the same boat with me.
And what are these bonds?
Well, you see, they were for the improvement of the city. Oh, the whole valley. To attract tourists, to build cabins on the lake. It's supposed to help everybody.
Municipal bonds, huh?
Well, yes, they're called municipal improvement bonds.
Well, it's a fine rate of interest, 6%. Maybe too fine. Have you spoken to your district attorney in Cedar Valley?
Ted Corey? Oh, yes, but, oh, he's been so busy. Senator, isn't there anything that can be done?
I'll get in touch with the SEC, Miss Clements.
Oh, that would be wonderful. Oh, if my friends just won't lose their money. Some of them really can't afford to lose their savings.
And how about you, Miss Clements? How much of your security is tied up in these bonds?
Senator, we're all in the same boat.
And you're afraid it's leaking, huh?
Your lunch, Senator. Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't realize anyone was here.
Now, thank you, Ginger. Ginger, Miss Clements.
Oh, how do you do?
Oh, Miss Clements. Oh, I'm glad you finally caught him.
So am I. Ginger, will you get me the chairman of the Securities Exchange Commission in New York City?
Yes, sir.
Caught me is right, Miss Clements. I have a sneaking hunch I was born 20 years too late. And I just can't understand my constituents allowing you to remain single.
Oh, my.
Chairman of the SEC on the phone, Senator.
Oh, thanks, Ginger. Hello? Yes, a request for information more than anything else right now. Yes. Cedar Valley Municipal Bonds. I'll be obliged. Thanks very much. It'll be a few days, Miss Clements.
Well, I feel ever so much better. I can be getting back to Cedar Valley now.
As soon as I get a report, I'll drop you a line. In the meantime, I may get in touch with your local district attorney.
Thank you, Senator. Thank you.
I've got that Cedar Valley district attorney on the line for you, Senator.
Thanks, Ginger. Hello? Mr. Corey?
Yes?
This is Senator Edwards.
So your secretary said.
I wanted to ask you some questions about the municipal improvement bonds.
Pardon me, Senator. It would take an awful long time, and I'm very busy.
So I understand. I was wondering what you were busy with.
My job, Senator. Doesn't your job keep you busy in Washington?
Ordinarily, but...
Fine. You'll excuse me then, Senator. Goodbye.
Well, that's great.
The chairman of the SEC in New York is calling back.
All right, I'll take it. Hello? Yes? No, sir, this information is for myself. I'm concerned about this matter for some of my constituents, and I wanted to find out whether or not there's really something to worry about. I see. Well, they're not municipal bonds after all. Issued and underwritten by a private company. The Franklin Fort Company. Uh-huh. I understand. Well, if fraud is indicated... I see. Thank you, sir. I'm glad to know you're already investigating them.
Trouble?
Plenty. For Miss Clements and her friends and all the other investors.
What is it?
Well, it looks like sharp practice. Should be handled by local law enforcement, and that's what I'm worried about. My talk with the district attorney in Cedar Valley left something to be desired, to say the least. Ginger, get me a reservation on the first plane out this evening.
Cedar Valley?
Mm-hmm. Maybe I can do something over this weekend.
Yes, ma'am. There's breakfast in the dining room. Oh, good morning, Senator Edwards. You sleep all right?
Slept fine, thank you.
There was a gentleman here just a few moments ago looking for you.
Oh? You say who he was?
No, but I think he's out on the porch.
Thanks.
Oh, pardon me, Senator Edwards?
Yes?
My name is Hunter, sir. May I have a few words with you?
Of course. Let's sit down.
Thank you. I'm an investigator here connected with the Cedar Valley branch office of the SEC.
Oh.
I understand you put in a request for information on the municipal bonds.
I also got some information. Tell me, Mr. Hunter, how does this Franklin Fort Company get away with calling their bonds municipal when it hasn't anything to do with the city?
If the bond issue had been submitted to the SEC, the terminology would have been changed. It's too ambiguous.
But I thought all bond issues had to go through the SEC.
No, sir. Local bond issues, ones that are confined within the borders of any particular state, are normally out of our jurisdiction.
Does that mean you can't do anything about the Franklin Fort Company?
It means we're helpless unless we can find evidence of fraud.
And you haven't found any?
Well, I'm not allowed to say. All information must go through official channels of the SEC.
I understand. To protect underwriters and issuers from speculative gossip.
In essence, yes, sir. All I can tell you about this specific case is we're still at work.
Still at work. But maybe you won't be in time to save the investors' money.
If this weren't a real case and I could talk about it freely...
What would you say, Mr. Hunter?
I'd say perhaps we wouldn't be in time. An operation so carefully planned, it's difficult to even make out a case against them, much less prosecute successfully.
Unless you can show that their business crosses state lines.
Well, they've been extra careful about that. They haven't used the mails or telegraph. Haven't even made a telephone call out of the state.
I see.
But that's not good enough. It may look bad, but proof's another thing. I'd say the best bet is local law enforcement.
The district attorney of Cedar Valley. Well, I've got an appointment with him in just about 5 minutes.
Mr. Senator, I'm tired. You'll forgive me if my answers are short. I'm just plain tired. Tired like with no sleep.
I was wondering why you hadn't shaved this morning.
Yes, sir. I'm sorry about my appearance. I apologize. Did you come all the way from Washington to comment on my neatness?
A sweet and wonderful old lady called on me there.
Oh, Susie Clemens.
That's right, Miss Clemens.
I love her. When my wife divorces me, I'm going to marry her.
I'm contemplating a divorce?
My wife is. Going to name my law books as correspondents. She's sweet, too. I recall her vaguely. I think she's the woman who takes care of my children.
It can't be that bad.
Can't it? What would you be doing if 1,100 people were losing their life savings? People you'd known and grown up with.
Oh. Well, Miss Clements said you were very busy, but she didn't say what you were busy with.
Senator, I'm trying to find a way to save these people.
Well, I don't think shaving will help you there, so you don't have to apologize for the stubble. I should do the apologizing for assuming things. But I do think a clear head and some rest might help.
Rest? Well, the Franklin Ford Company is about ready to lower the boom.
What do you mean?
Not only are they not going to pay any interest, but the whole operation is going to blow up. And the bondholders will not alone lose their investment, but they'll also be liable for assessments. Oh.
The more I learn about Franklin Ford, the more respect I have for them, for their chicanery.
I know a better word. Fraud. Fraud. And I can't nail them. There's no way on earth to stop them. They've found themselves a perfect setup, and they're staying within the law.
The SEC can't touch them.
No, they're walking a tightrope, but legally. They're flirting with embezzlement, but that's all it is, a flirtation. They're too smart. They're too shrewd. I can't reach them.
Well, Mr. District Attorney, keep plugging.
Yeah. What'd you come to town for, Senator? The hunting season?
Uh-huh. But I'm not going hunting for animals.
Back to Tyrone Power, starring as Senator Dean Edwards in Freedom, USA, and the second act of our story.
Edwin C. Hill from Washington again, ladies and gentlemen. In the case of Senator Dean Edwards' investigation of a so-called municipal bond issue in his home state, we have a clear picture of the importance of one of the thousands of problems that arise in each senator's day. For acting within the bounds of local law, carefully skirting the jurisdiction of the federally operated Securities and Exchange Commission, an unscrupulous group has taken advantage of the people of Cedar Valley. And Senator Edwards is on the spot, trying to unravel the snarl knot of fraud and embezzlement. Now, paying a call on the Franklin Ford Company in Cedar Valley.
Yes? What can I do for you?
Oh, I'd like to speak to one of the officers of this concern.
I'm one of the officers. Sit down, please.
Thank you. Oh, I thought perhaps I could speak to Mr. Franklin or Mr. Ford.
They won't be in until Monday. What's your name, please?
Dean Edwards.
Senator?
Yes. You say you're one of the officers?
Yes, Helen Jason, executive secretary.
Oh, then you can help me. I'd like to purchase some of these municipal improvement bonds.
Well, I'd be glad to help you. How many shares would you like to buy?
I think 100 shares will do. Send them to my office in Washington, and I'll mail you my check.
Oh, I'm sorry, Senator.
Huh?
This is a local bond issue. We don't deal in interstate commerce.
But surely...
Sorry, Senator.
Uh-huh. Well, it's a shame. 6% interest in all.
Yes, Senator.
But then again, I've heard you intend to default.
There are rumors and rumors, Senator.
Oh? Well, then you don't intend to default.
Our Mr. Fort would be in a better position to answer that.
Uh-huh. Now, if there was a default, that percentage might just as well be 50%. Only, of course, people wouldn't believe it was a strictly legitimate operation. They'd raise their eyebrows if you promised them 50%. But 6% now, well, that's a different color, a nice, bright color, rosy red with promise. People would believe that.
That's a nice, barbed speech, Senator. You learn how to make them on the Senate floor?
Learn other things, too, Miss Jason. Only we have investigating agencies to help us.
So I understand. The SEC is already investigating us.
That will only be the beginning.
Thank you, Senator. You can investigate from now until 1980. The Franklin Fort Company operates on a strictly legal basis. How much is your annual salary, Senator?
Why?
We spend three times your salary for legal advice, and we get what we pay for. Everything we do is perfectly legal. Nothing you or anyone else can do is going to stop us.
Miss Jason, I assume you're familiar with the Jason of Greek mythology and his quest for the Golden Fleece?
I went to school, Senator.
Too bad a course in basic honesty wasn't part of the curriculum. Good day, Miss Jason. Anybody here?
Yes? What is it? Oh, come in, Senator.
I don't want to disturb you if you're onto something.
Onto something? Sit down.
Thanks. No leads? Nothing?
It's always nothing. I know more about bonds and bond issues and interest and embezzlement than a three-time fraud loser.
Case histories?
Been studying them from New York to San Francisco, Chicago to New Orleans. A couple in English law, too.
Hmm. You know, Corey, there's nothing new under the sun. Only the people are new.
Yeah.
I see you haven't shaved yet. What'd you say? I said if you wanted to cultivate it, you could probably have a nice, distinguished beard.
No. What did you say before that?
Nothing new under the sun?
Yeah. Maybe I haven't gone back far enough.
And maybe you've spread out too much, too. The only way to catch this Franklin Fort Company is with a local enforcement. But you've got to have something to enforce.
Like a law.
Like a law.
Senator, see that shelf up there, second from the top? Jam full of dusty old law books?
I can see it even with a jaundiced eye.
Yeah. You're impounded for duty. Let's go. We've got some reading to do.
Well?
A city like Cedar Valley with so many ordinances, laws, provisions, and municipal codes. It's disgraceful.
The residue of 100 years of changing needs and concepts.
Yeah. Hand me volume 6, will you? Did you know that in 1908, a woman by the name of Leffringham got mad at her neighbor, a woman by the name of Bowler, and complained on 63 different counts? Municipal code infringements from a garbage pail left 3 inches from the street line when it should have been at least 12 inches, to sweeping dust over the boundary line between the two homes?
Fascinating.
It all started with something about pulling down the shades in the living room. Mrs. Leffringham accused Mrs. Bowler of snooping. Mrs. Bowler was insulted, and then...
You're getting punchy, Corey.
Yeah, what volume you on?
19.
Mm-hmm. There's only 62 volumes altogether. Carry on, Macduff.
Isn't that the phone?
My secretary will answer.
Oh. What secretary?
Only have one.
There wasn't any secretary when I came in.
No, that's right. The normal people don't work Sunday nights.
Well, maybe you ought to answer it.
Yeah. Hello. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, sure, I remember. Got a picture of you right here on my desk. Sure, as soon as I possibly can. Prepare the children so they won't be frightened when I come in. Goodbye.
Your wife?
Mm-hmm. Her voice is familiar anyway.
I'm surprised you can recognize anything at this point. I think there's a good chance we'd both overlook what we're searching for. We're so tired.
Could be.
Let's knock off and start in fresh in the morning.
You mean sleep the whole night? 8 hours? Flat on my back? Senator, you're most convincing. I succumb to your logic.
Good. And I'll meet you here at 8 in the morning.
Right. I'll just shave before I leave so my dog doesn't attack me when I get home. Watchdog, you know, death on strangers.
What? Just a second.
Found it, by gosh.
What?
The law, Senator. I've got him by the throat.
Okay, take it easy. Sit down. I thought you were home with your bride hours ago.
My bride? Oh, well, I kept reading a little while, and in volume 26...
A little while?
What you said. Nothing new under the sun. Only the people who do it. In 1883, here in Cedar Valley, a stock promotion deal wiped out savings, and a local law prohibiting this kind of operation except under certain conditions got them. We've got them, Senator. I'm going to prosecute. I'm going to get an indictment. Tomorrow morning, I'm going to...
Take it easy.
What for, the dirty thieves? Why,
I'm... You're what? You'll protect the investors, or you'll put the Franklin Fort Company in jail.
What?
It'll take a little handling, Corey. Our first concern is to protect the bondholders, huh? It wouldn't help much if we put those thieves in jail unless we can make sure the people will get their money back.
Uh-huh. You're so right, Senator.
Okay. Now, I think we can do both, but it requires a little figuring.
Anything you say.
Now, right now, I say you'd better get home to your bride and brood and let them know you're going to be living at home again.
Yeah. Oh, my beard.
I'll save it a little while longer. It's beginning to look distinguished.
Senator, we both need sleep. Good night.
Miss Jason told me you called the other day, Senator.
Well, events have changed the tenor of my call, Mr. Fort. Right now, the situation is a little different.
Oh? How so?
You see, Mr. Fort, you very carefully kept your operation on a state level, feeling sure that as long as you kept out of the jurisdiction of the federal government, you could safely bilk the people.
Your innuendo isn't appreciated, Senator.
It wasn't meant as an innuendo, Mr. Fort. It was supposed to be a statement of fact. I'll go on with facts. You've come a cropper, Mr. Fort, because neither you nor your advisors are aware of a Cedar Valley ordinance passed in 1883, which prohibits just this type of operation.
What's that?
Oh, you see, you weren't aware of it.
I'm certainly not aware of any kind of ordinance, local or otherwise.
Oh, it's in the records, Mr. Ford.
Well, I'll have to study it, of course.
Of course. And in the meantime, the district attorney is filing a complaint against you and your company. There's only one thing to be settled, Mr. Ford.
What?
Are the bondholders going to get their money back?
But, well, I...
Because if there's any trouble about that, the indictment will be for embezzlement and grand theft, rather than attempted embezzlement and grand theft.
I see what you mean.
I thought you would. Well, I've got to be getting back to Washington. Oh, one thing.
Yes?
You might tell Miss Jason that, even in history, the Golden Fleece was a kind of mirage all along.
Edmund C. Hill, ladies and gentlemen, speaking to you from Washington, D.C. The full scope of a senator's responsibility to his constituents has never been determined either by law or practice, unless you can say it's limitless, bound only by the senator's time and ability. For out of the thousands and thousands of letters and inquiries, the small voices from back home, which pour into his office, he never knows which might not grow into a roar. In the case of Senator Edwards, that small voice led him to help more than 1,100 constituents to save them from bankruptcy and to institute proceedings against the guilty. Another example of your government at work for you.
Our star, Tyrone Power, will return in just a moment.
This is Tyrone Power, ladies and gentlemen. One of the reasons I like America is because our government is like a business run by 160 million stockholders, with voting privileges and a stake in its efficiency and safeguards. Of course, we can increase our stake in government by the purchase of government bonds, just as we can purchase stocks and bonds of banks and private companies. Our government has created the Security Exchange Commission for the protection of all investors, large and small. Use this protection. Check with your local office of the SEC before you invest. Use your government. Help it to help you. It's a birthright of your country.
Next week, may we invite you to again visit our national capital for another absorbing episode of Freedom USA, starring Tyrone Power. In the interest of good government, we urge you to listen to these important stories from Washington, D.C. Freedom USA.